women historically have lower rates of breastfeeding than white women do. And an Oregon-based breast milk company called Medilac said it had a way to help that. Their donor moms, as the company calls the women it pays for breast milk, report breastfeeding their own kids for longer periods. One of those women is Andrea Short of Newport, Michigan.
She was probably 4 months old when I realized I had an overflow problem.
Short has two kids. Jaden is 4. Johanna is 15 months. She works at a local hospital. She's multiracial. Her dad is black and her mom is white. And she and her husband do not make a lot of money. They get benefits from the Women, Infants, and Children's Nutrition Program. Her second kid, Johanna, would not latch on to breastfeed. So Short was getting up at 4 in the morning to pump milk, put that milk in the freezer, and eventually she wound up with a freezer overflowing with 2,000 ounces of milk.
I had a storage problem. I didn't have anywhere else to put more frozen milk.
So for a while, Short was donating that milk to a local nonprofit milk bank. But a friend told her about Medilac and the breast milk cooperative it has, which pays moms a dollar an ounce for their milk. The company then sells that milk to hospitals at a profit, where it goes to feed premature babies. So over the next 9 months, Short says she sent about 5,400 ounces to Medilac.
But we definitely paid bills with it. There was a time where my husband was working fewer hours, so it helped us. It really helped us cover bills.
And Short says that she had originally planned to stop breastfeeding Johanna after about a year, but she's continued, she says, because of Medilac.
It was a great incentive for me to continue and make a little bit of extra money and help some other babies who need it.
Then Medilac announced a campaign to increase breastfeeding among low-income black moms. And the company said it wanted to do that in part by coming to Detroit, where it would work with a local business incubator to support and educate breastfeeding moms. But critics worried that what Medilac really wanted was just more profits.
There's concerns, obviously, about the infant mortality rate of black babies in Detroit.
This is Kadada Green. She's the head of the Black Mothers Breastfeeding Association, which is in Detroit. She and other community activists sent an open letter to Medilac. They worried that moms might feel financial pressure to sell all of their milk and deprive their own kids.
For credible independent evidence that they have to show that offering mothers financial incentives will increase their breastfeeding rates. And we just asked them to show us these things.
The company then pointed to personal stories that they got from donor moms like Andrea Short. But rather than actually meet with their critics, Medilac sent out a press release saying that the environment had become too toxic and we see no viable pathway forward to advance this campaign. Medilac declined to be interviewed for this story. As for Kadada Green, she says she is sure that there are plenty of individual moms like Andrea Short who have really good experiences selling their excess breast milk. Instead, Green's problem is with the company's approach.
I'm concerned with those who perpetuate savior behavior and never consult with the group that they want to save.
Meanwhile, moms like Andrea Short will still be able to sell their milk to Medilac. There just won't be a campaign to recruit Detroit moms. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.